Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today. I'm Dr. Todd Robinson, assistant professor in UNO's Writers' Workshop, joining you to review Chris Harding Thornton's haunting novel, Pickard County Atlas. Set in the sprawling, evocative Nebraska sandhills during the hardscrabble 1970s, Pickard County Atlas details the lives and deaths of a small town's worth of characters, spilling most of its ink on the fractious Reddick clan, still reeling 20 years after the disappearance of its eldest child, Dell Jr. Led from a slick double-wide by the imperious Dell Sr., brothers Rick and Paul Reddick make a thin living remodeling and scavenging abandoned trailers throughout rural Nebraska, while their mother wanders the countryside looking in vain for her lost son. Thornton's Nebraska is a vividly conjured tableau of two-lane highways and gravel roads, bunch grass and abandoned homesteads. Its characters throttling Chevy Novas and F-250s through depopulated landscapes toward endless emotional collisions. Stolid older brother Rick and firecracker younger brother Paul bicker endlessly as they work, and Paul is engaged in a long rivalry with Deputy Sheriff Harley Jensen, himself haunted by the long-ago suicide of his mother, and recently drawn toward Rick's long-suffering wife, Pam, who finds herself doing more than dreaming about leaving her life and her child, Anna, behind. Pickard County Atlas is a roiling stew of grief and error, each chapter inexorably hurtling toward the next like a game of Highway 2 chicken. Ron Block, another teller of tales from rural Nebraska, writes that distance presses in on a small town, packing the people there more closely together, and the people in the small town look out on the distance, filling it up with all the longings and misgivings that give the distance its distance. Block's diagnosis is dead on for Chris Harding Thornton's characters. Virginia Reddick, mad as Lear, wailing for her lost child. Paul Reddick, a stand-in for Shakespeare's fool, more honest than safety dictates. Pam Reddick teetering between Goneril, Regan, and Cordelia in her machinations. And the drama whirls and gyres always around the novel's physical and metaphysical center, the tragedy-shrouded Jensen house, locus of woe pulling at these wounded souls like a black hole. Deep in the late July night, Thornton writes, the headlamps of Harley Jensen's cruiser carved a tunnel of light above Highway 28. They lit the thin tar and chip road and the bunch grass whose shoots ate its crumbling edges. The glare blotted out all else. North central Nebraska, the spot where sand met loam, rose and fell around him, cast black against the shadow of sky. Pickard County Atlas maps place, time, and persona with a lacing lyricism. Chris Harding Thornton will read from work new and old in UNO's own Chris Library as part of the Writers' Workshop reading series on Wednesday, February 26th at 7:30. I'll be there, listeners, and I hope you will be too. This is Dr. Todd Robinson with the UNO Writers' Workshop in Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.